Maiwitha Ngok, the director for education in Twitch County, says the floods affected dozens of schools in 5 payams across Twitch County.
We have 64 primary schools in Twitch County affected by the flood this year. Within these 64 primary schools are in Port Payams, Akoj Payams, Paninyok Payam, Turale Payams, Urok Payams, and Aweng Payam. Payams in Twitch County being affected by the flood. So out of 64 primary schools with a total number of learners is 6,730 learners.
Angok says 2,586 of the students who missed school for 3 straight months are girls. The county director says the flood started in August and stretched for more than 3 months, confining many primary school pupils in their homes. He says some schools located on lower ground were advised to relocate to higher ground. He says school administrators and teachers advise parents to keep young children at home to avoid the risk of drowning as they winded through the water.
Most of the schools are closed by the flood, and we tried our best to report all those schools being affected to the state headquarters and also to the education partners who are working with education in order to look into the how we can rescue those schools being affected by the flood. We have already formed our community that if the school is flooded and the area is surrounded by the water and there is no way on how you can send those, especially the kids, those around 12 years, 9 years and 7 years, if they are in primary one, then we have to see if there is a highland where we can relocate it.
Charles Magai, a student at St. Augustine Secondary School in Turale, is among those out of school for 3 months.
When you woke up in the morning, going to the school, you fell down in the water, all our books are destroyed and the other things. So, and it is a very big spring, it is going down drying, so it remains, we cross poor. And the other ones, it is very large, it goes until the school compound. You know, other classes were flooded. So even it was very difficult for us to sit in the class and for the teachers to come and teach us. So it was a great effect, actually. So there were some other small students that cannot be able to pass through the deep swamps.
Cecilia Nyibol, a student at Dr. Justin Yach, a school in Turale, described how she struggled to get to school.
During flood, I came late to school. The teachers, some, they did not come. It is because of flood even. Because we miss some lesson during class time. Like now, mathematics supposed to be teach in the morning hours, around 9 or 8. And I came at 9. So that is the effect of the flood. It is too bad to harsh. Also, we miss some lesson.
James Machar, a teacher at Dr. Justin Yach Secondary School, says the flooding forced students with physical disabilities to drop out of school.
Some of them are using what you call the wheelchair, but if the place is covered like that, then they're coming to school is difficult. The same thing also, for those who just are lame, they cannot be able to come to school. Any other physical disabled student, they cannot be able to come to school. Like here, we were having almost 7 disabled students. But here, you can only see one in Form 4. You can only see one in Form 4. But the reason that led that student to be here, it is because it is residing here in the town. But for those who used to come to school with support of others, they cannot be able. Yeah, like 3 to 4 of them now have dropped out. Even now, we don't have any information whether they will come or not.
Angok says the prolonged absence from school could have long-lasting effects on the children.
If the child stay out of the school for 1 month, 2 months, then when the child go back to the school again, it will be very difficult for that child to pass the exam. If child stay out of the school for 1 month, maybe in In other way around, child will not have an interest of learning again. And if the child is not having an interest of learning, then definitely that child will get nothing in the school when he or she go back to the school. Maybe if she is a lady, automatically she will miss the school and she will get pregnancy.
Last October, the Ministry of Education assessed the situation in Twitch County. Angok says he hopes that assessment will help improve the situation for students in the county. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi in Twitch, Warab State.